from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily with Jacob Albrecht and Tommy Kester.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. It is Sports Daily, hour number two, kicking off with us. Thanks for tuning in on KFH. You might be watching us on 12 News Connected. You might be watching us on Facebook or YouTube. And if you are for the very first time here on Sports Daily since our video stream launch, you are seeing a live video interview. You'll hear it as well, not to worry. TJ Cleland, 12 News, out from St. Joe at Kansas City Chiefs camp. TJ's been there this weekend and into today. TJ, welcome in. How are you?
Hello. I got to say, this video interview stream is kind of cool as hell. You know, being a listener, getting to see the third person now, this is a game changer.
Yeah, this is going to be great. We're going to do a lot more of this now. We've been testing this, and you know, you put a you know, how many people does it take to screw in a light bulb sometimes? But I think we've got it here. Jad Chambers producing, manning that IHOP hotline. You can leave your comments for any of us there in our video stream. We will get to it. We will get to some other things later in the show, but we're going to talk Kansas City Chiefs right now, TJ. And I think, and you correct me if I'm wrong, you've been there through the early portions of this with the team being here. Xavier Worthy seems to be the story early on, is certainly catching the most buzz. We worried about his hamstring, appears to be fine, and you know, we overreact to things that happen, but he's had a couple of dimes there, and it looks like it's going to be a good fit.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know if you guys have saw kind of breaking news as camp started the day. He's not on the field today, so nobody can see Xavier Worthy out there. So there's no update. We're talking to Spagnuolo's doing the presser today, so I'll probably have an update. I don't know if it's going to be a hamstring thing or something else, but speaking of overreacting at training camp, there may be a different overreaction today from that. So,
you know, that's interesting, TJ, and you know, seeing the video and the clips of Mahomes connecting with Worthy over the weekend that went viral. You know, I think assuming that everything is good with him as we move forward with training camp, I mean, that kind of set the world on fire. Yeah. I would imagine, I mean, all the narratives and the storylines have been, will he be eased into training camp? What is that going to look like for him? Assuming his health, I mean, it looks like that relationship with Mahomes is full go.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Andy kind of talked yesterday about the rookie portion of this training camp, the rookies and quarterbacks for the past, you know, 4 or 5 days or whatever that was. That was a little bit of the easing in, but they really didn't ease him in at all. But that was kind of just the, we're going to show you the stuff you know and let you get back into the flow of things. And then they said yesterday it was throwing new routes at him, throwing, you know, new, you know, connections and everything like that. And they said he took it in stride. And you know, the overreaction that everybody had to that clip and going crazy, which it wasn't an overreaction, that was a crazy play. Unfortunately, it was not during the media portion of filming, so we did not get that on 12 News, but it's all over Twitter. So, but that was a crazy play. And to go along with that, you know, between him and Hollywood Brown and Rashee Rice and, you know, Kadarius Toney made a big play that I think for 7-on-7s, they went like 12 straight snaps with a completion every single time. And obviously 7-on-7s built for the offense, but I mean, chunk play, chunk play, chunk play. And it looked like, you know, when everybody's watching the wide receiver room here at camp, they kind of showed up yesterday.
We can overreact, but it was a busted coverage. Let's overanalyze a play in training camp. It's a busted coverage. That was one of the more just insane, stupid throws. Falling away, scrambling to the left, right on the money. That was a ridiculous throw. But it does show something that I've been saying now for a while. And I saw Hollywood Brown go up the ladder and get one. The offense now feels more like Patrick Mahomes will have the type of things in the offense that he can do going back to the Tyreek Hill days. And I know he put up some good numbers a couple of years ago, but it was very dink and dunk. This doesn't feel like it's going to be dink and dunk. They are going to get up and down the field far more easily, I think, than they've been able to in the past two seasons since post-Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, I know that something that me and you talked about, Jacob, was the first day where they reported to camp, there was a money soundbite from Patrick Mahomes where he said, we won a Super Bowl last year, but it really was not a lot of fun playing with that team because it was just, you know, obviously all the stress, the dropping games they shouldn't have dropped and the wide receiver drop stress and all that stuff. And it was every week was a different story. I think that, you know, the Chiefs had a big target on, you know, Brett Veach's back that, like, you know what you have to do. Everybody in the entire country knows kind of what the problem is a little bit. And to go out and do what they do, bring in Hollywood Brown, bring in Xavier Worthy, and all this speed completely changes the offense. I think that they can get, like you said, go back to those days a little bit where they had, you know, the Legion of Zoom, you know, stuff like that. Just having all these fast guys on the field just opens up so many things. And obviously you can throw those deep balls and everything, but you still have, you know, the greatest tight end in the league to be able to use as your backup plan if your deep ball's not there.
One thing that's been really interesting to me, especially as training camp has gotten started, is what's going to happen with the depth at running back for the Chiefs. Obviously, Isaiah Pacheco is their guy and Clyde Edwards-Helaire is back. But after that, I mean, I think it's kind of wide open and I think depth is really important. I did see it looked like Kadarius Toney was maybe running some drills with the running backs yesterday. What are you seeing as far as depth is concerned at running back?
Yeah, you're right. He was back there taking a couple handoffs, and so that was something that we kind of looked at and saw, you know, how creative they're going to get with that, if they're just going to kind of maybe run some screen plays with them back there. But he was taking handoffs, going through all the drills with the normal running backs and everything, so that could be something to watch. You know, obviously the Lewis Riz-Zahmet is a name to watch at running back because, like you said, after Isaiah Pacheco and Clyde Edwards-Helaire, it's really kind of wide open of who, if they're going to carry, you know, more, how many they will carry. But, you know, it really is just kind of a mix of who's going to be the third spot there.
We talked to Mitch Holthus a couple of weeks ago. TJ Cleland joining us, 12 News Sports Director now from Chiefs camp. He brought up the kickoff and that it could completely not change the league, but be a factor that people are not appropriately, you know, looking at this year. How much have you been able to see in that world, and how much are the Chiefs focusing on that early in camp?
Yeah, there wasn't a ton of special teams yesterday. I don't know what they're planning to do today. Obviously, they worked on, you know, punt return and everything like that, a little bit of kick return. But as for the kickoff, they didn't really show anything like that. But I know, obviously, just listening to Dave Tope talk, you know, obviously, Justin Reed's a guy that they've talked about they could put out there because there's going to be a lot more tackles that happen on kickoff and not kicking it through the end zone because it's going to penalize you so much almost in the new kickoff rules. You know, obviously, kicking is a huge part of being in every position in rugby. They talked about having him in there and getting a little creative with that. So it's going to be such a small facet of the game that's kind of become an interesting part of the game. And it's going to be something to kind of watch of how they will get creative because the Chiefs are good at getting creative.
You mentioned Justin Reed, TJ, and that was kind of a surprise, him showing up on the injury report yesterday, a quad injury for Justin Reed. What do we know about that? What does the prognosis look like for him? Any updates on what's happening with Reed?
Yeah, nothing yet. We saw he's out there again today. He's been out with the secondary, just not running drills, doesn't have a helmet, just kind of helping out, mentoring some of the younger guys and everything like that. Walked down the hill both days, so he's out there again today. But no update yet. Yesterday, we weren't even sure what it was until a last-minute update as the press conference ended, saying that it was a quad injury if we wanted to report that. So no level of how much of a quad injury or what part of the quad or anything of that nature, but we know it's his quad, so definitely limited in training camp.
TJ, what about the defense? Something else Mitch Holthus said that really caught my attention, probably more than anything this offseason, is he said he thought this defense could be even better than it was a year ago. And I know you'll talk to Spags in a little bit. I have not let that creep into my evaluation of this team because I haven't thought they would be as good. It's training camp, so you don't get a good look at the defense ever, but is there any sense of that from any of the players you've talked to, from Chris Jones? I know he's been out there. Like, could this defense really be better than it was a year ago? Because if it is, that basically the better than last year would be best in the league.
Yeah, I know Chris Jones talked a little bit about that yesterday. Somebody asked him, you know, being one of the best in the league, how do you kind of elevate past that? And he really brought up, he's like, you know, we're going to have to figure it out because we don't have L'Jarius Sneed, but we have Trent McDuffie, and like we don't have Willie Gay, but we got Leo Chanel. And they've got guys that are going to be capable guys of stepping up and filling those roles. But, you know, you can speculate all you want. They said, Chris Jones kind of put it, that you really don't know what they're going to have until Friday when they put on the full pads and can actually go tackle people and kind of mesh as a unit. Right now, you know, running so many drills and skeleton defense and 7-on-7s, you can't hardly tell. So, you know, they're looking forward to Friday, and that's definitely going to be a big story to come out. Friday is going to be the big defense day of see how they do against a full steam 11-on-11 offense. So,
I know it's super, super early in training camp, so it's probably, you know, hard to totally know exactly the way it's all going to flesh out. But have you seen any kind of clarity as far as the reps are concerned at left tackle? I mean, I know that it may end up being a training camp battle or maybe even a preseason battle all the way till opening day, but does it look like a 50-50 even split, or what are you seeing there as far as who's going to maybe get the first team reps?
Yeah, I know yesterday I missed a little bit of it. I saw some reports. I think Nate Taylor was tweeting out. Wanya Morris was getting some snaps there with the first team, I believe, and they were kind of shuffling some guys around. So, obviously, like you said, it's too early to know, but I think Wanya Morris is a name that, you know, you can look at to see what they're going to do with that position. But, yeah, I mean, it's so early that you can't hardly tell. I think that Friday is going to be the day where you can revisit all of this and you'll really learn a lot about this team.
It's been a silly, you know, speculation, I think, on my part with Travis Kelce and how long he's going to play. And people ask him all the time, does he look or feel any different than he always has? He seems to enjoy training camp. It would appear that he is again. Any sense on any of that from you now that he's, you know, dating the biggest celebrity in the world?
If we're talking football-wise, he looked great yesterday. We'll start with that. I think I tweeted out a video that the first sequence of 7-on-7, like the third pass of it, you know, Mahomes found him wide open on a post route, like 30 yards upfield, that would probably be a touchdown. Did that and then found him in the red zone, followed by, you know, Tony Gonzalez dunk on the goalpost to get everybody fired up. So football-wise, it looks like he's going to have a lot of fun. As for, you know, just personality-wise, because everybody just watches, you know, him as a person now as well, you know, compared to years past, obviously he was kind of the big jokester, like you said, has a bunch of fun with the fans and all that stuff. You know, this year, being in the magnitude and the light that he is, I think he's toned it down a little bit, just to, you know, because he realizes the magnitude of, you know, how many people are watching him and everything like that. Takes everything a little bit more serious, but, you know, still showed up with a, you know, a mustache, whatever, Burt Reynolds mustache a little bit, showing off the mustache and everything like that. So still having fun with it, you know, had to dial it back a little bit, I think.
Yeah. I mean, he's becoming one of those celebrities, and it, you know, he likes it. But I could see that. Okay. So what have you got on your plate today as far as coverage that people can check out on 12 News?
Yeah, absolutely. After they're wrapping up practice here, probably in the next, I don't know, 20, 30 minutes, I'd imagine, And then we'll talk to some guys. I know that Spags is going to talk. We're going to talk to Nick Bolton today, and Clark Hunt's going to get up there and talk as well today. So likely going to get a stadium update, some behind-the-scenes updates for the Chiefs, which are always good to know. So whatever he says there, we'll have something from Clark Hunt probably coming on 12 News, and then an update, like you said, of how this defense can get better. That's kind of going to be the question for Spags and Nick Bolton of what they can do from here. So,
well, that's fascinating. Clark Hunt's stuff is obviously relevant to us here. So looking forward to those reports. Get us an update on Xavier Worthy while you're at it, as everyone is, you know, the hype train's out of control right now. Fantasy football players everywhere are circling that name and moving it up their board a little bit. But the weapons, if he's there and Rice plays and Kelsey, my God, I mean, they're going to have so many weapons. DJ, enjoy camp there from St. Joe. We'll look for your reports on 12 News throughout the day, and we'll talk again soon.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
There goes TJ Cleland. Very nice and easy way there to get a video interview, and we love it. And that was a great time to do it too, because, you know, camp is in full steam, and hey, why not? Why not go nuts with Chiefs camp? Because this offense looks like, to me, Tommy, it has a chance to be as high octane as any of the Tyreek Hill offenses. I'm not saying anybody is Tyreek Hill out there. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying. Nobody's Tyreek Hill's one of one. He's a Hall of Famer, most likely. But boy, the variety of ways they're going to be able to attack people will be fascinating. And while last year we sat there and said, run the ball, run the ball, run the ball, run the ball. Man, I don't care if they run it 12 times a game this year. Because I just think it will look totally different than it did a year ago. Now, they may still end up doing that because they'll close games, but just watching camp, just when they're all out there on the field, you Worthy, Brown, Kelsey, Rice, and then you get to the other players in the offense. I mean, it's just nuts. It's nuts. And Mahomes, that throw on that play was as stupid as any throw he ever makes. I mean, that was ridiculous. Falling away, scrambling right a dart on a flipping dime to Worthy like that is wild.
Yeah, I think even having, you know, the threat, and I mentioned this the other day, the threat of the deep ball that was absolutely non-existent a season ago, that opens up the door to do so many different things offensively for Kansas City. Defenses knew that there wasn't even going to be the threat of that for the Chiefs last season. So they could really focus their attention elsewhere. They could lock down Travis Kelce. They could, you know, do a lot of other things defensively and kind of scheme in different ways because they didn't have to necessarily worry about the deep ball. And so it's going to be night and day, you would think, different this year than what we saw a season ago. Even just the mere threat of them being able to open it up down the field. And whether we're talking about a yards after catch type performance from a guy like Rashee Rice or a throw and catch like we saw to Xavier Worthy yesterday at training camp. Hollywood Brown can open things up also. All of those things, it just provides you so many different avenues to pushing the ball down the field. It doesn't have to just be dink and dunk, and that's what the Chiefs offense was made out of a year ago. Now, it ultimately worked. Like Patrick Mahomes said over the weekend, it wasn't fun. Jay mentioned that. It wasn't fun. That was the only way that they could make it happen. That was the only way that they could get wins. They've got a bunch of different ways to make it work, you would think, this season. And that's going to make it, I think, a lot more enjoyable to watch.
It'll be different. And look, it's not all going to go well, I don't think. It's hard to identify right now, other than left tackle, where you're going to identify as a potential flaw going into the year. I mean, it is. Last year, we talked all for a month about the wide receiver room. Now, we're not going to be talking much. Even if Rashee Rice doesn't, he does miss significant time, which now it's maybe he's not going to miss significant time. They just have so many weapons, and maybe none of them by proxy have like this unbelievable season, although I think Travis Kelce will. It's going to be a collection. Patrick Mahomes will be the one that has, I think, you know, the numbers that are just staggering by the end of this thing. All right, let's take a quick break. Something else that happened over the weekend that we want to get into, the TBT, the basketball tournament. And hey, we didn't get all three teams through. Two out of three ain't bad, though. We'll get you a recap there. Look ahead. You've got two games today. Shockers, KU, the alumni team still alive. We'll get you those details, tell you everything that's happening there as we make our way through this Monday edition, recapping a busy weekend here. It's Sports Daily, all Brockton Caster. Don't go away.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
There's never been a better time to save big on brand name furniture and mattresses than right now during Crazy J's huge $1 million inventory liquidation sale. All in-stock items 50% off store-wide while they last, no exclusions. Shop early while selection is best. Special financing available with instant approvals. Wichita's favorite furniture store since 1997. Crazy J's, open 7 days a week east at 1026 South Oliver or west at 604 North Tyler.
The sanest deal in town.
Does your parking lot or driveway have potholes or other liability concerns in need of repair? Call 316-990-5855 today for a fast, free estimate. Pave the Way are the leaders in the pavement industry, specializing in asphalt and concrete paving, pavement repairs, and routine maintenance. Call 316-990-5855 today. You'll be glad you did.
Pave the Way. Kicking asphalt every day.
Patterson Legal is the way to go. Call 550-0000.
I'm attorney Tyler Patterson. At Patterson Legal Group, we deal with all sorts of wrecks. Car, motorcycle, and big truck wrecks. Accidents can leave you feeling lost and overwhelmed. But with Patterson Legal Group by your side, you're never alone. We'll navigate the legal process for you so you can focus on healing. In a wreck, need a check? Call Patterson Legal Group today.
Patterson Legal is the way to go. Call 550-0000.
We pour our hearts into our outdoor spaces, our sanctuaries for family and friends to gather and make lasting memories. This is Larry Ryan at Ryan Lawn and Tree. Summer is when we enjoy our outdoor spaces the most. Unfortunately, uninvited bugs and pests do also. While our Mosquito Guard program defends against mosquitoes, your trees and shrubs need protection too. Bagworms, mites, and Japanese beetles are back. hungry and interested in making a meal of your beautiful garden and favorite trees. Give us a call or visit ryanlawn.com. Our certified tree experts will assess your needs. If there's an issue, we'll tackle it immediately to preserve your outdoor investment. If not, we'll guide you on preventive measures. Shield your trees and plants from harmful insects. Enjoy a worry-free summer outdoors with Ryan Lawn and Tree. Call or visit ryanlawn.com today.
This summer, take a trip down memory lane with me and hear from the legends of baseball. I'm Brett Boone from the Brett Boone Podcast. Every week, I have a conversation with one of baseball's greats to talk about the glory days and reflect on today's game. Randy Johnson, Pete Rose, Deion Sanders, Jay Buhner, Albert Bell, and Goose Gossage, they've all shared their wisdom with stories of their playing days. To hear who's next, follow and listen to the Brett Boone Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. And look at you, hands perfectly placed on the wheel. Not like the driver to the right of you who's really going after that drum solo. Save with DriveWise and the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Wow, honey, have you seen the electric bill?
Yeah, it's out of control. But have you heard of Navien tankless water heaters?
Tankless? How does that even work?
Well, instead of constantly heating and storing water, it only heats water when we need it. So much more efficient than our giant tank heater.
That sounds great. Let's look into Navien.
Already on it.
Imagine all the hot water you need only when you need it. Bulky tanks are history. Navien high-efficiency tankless is the future. Compact, wall-hung units free up floor space, lower energy bills, longer life than tanks, and a 15-year warranty. Find out more at tanklessmadesimple.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Jim Rome Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
I am a huge fan of Detroit Lions wideout Amon-Ra St. Brown. I knew that Amon-Ra was banged up last year. Come to find out, he not only had an oblique injury, but his oblique had torn completely off the bone. Yet he misses only one game in the regular season, plays all of their games in the postseason, and puts up crazy numbers. This dude just went legend again.
Jim Rome, middays from 11 until 2. On 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Oh, okay, take it easy. We're going on the air.
This is Sports Daily on KFH.
Welcome back in, everybody. Don't forget, you can win some HTO right now by texting the keyword TTEA to the short code 20357. I want to tell you, too, that mornings at KFH, staff enjoys a great cup of coffee from Prairie Fire Coffee. Appreciate their support here on the program. Let's talk a little TBT, Tommy, as we get things underway at Charles Koch Arena. We get a big Aftershocks win. Never really any doubt there, 86-71. They move on to play Team Colorado, who disappointed us by beating the Kansas State alumni team. So Purple Rain is out, so we get no matchups yet of the alumni teams. And then you had a very dominating win by Florida TNT, a team that's been around for a long time. And that's who KU, Mass Street, will take on in the second round. Mass Street also a convincing winner in the first round. And we are an Aftershocks and Mass Street win away from a pretty wild atmosphere on Wednesday night, if we can get it done. So right now you've got here's the schedule today. 6 o'clock, you'll get the Mass Street game. That's on a streaming service. And then on national television on FS1, you'll get the Aftershocks and Team Colorado. Following that, should start around 8 o'clock tonight. Should be a lot of fun, I think. But, you know, all in all, here we go. Opening round in the books. And, you know, we're off and running.
Yeah, we're right there. I mean, Team Colorado looked really good. And so that's going to be a challenge, I think, for the Aftershocks. I'm still picking them. I mean, it's the home crowd, and they're the higher seed. I mean, I like the Aftershocks to win this regional and to move on, to be the winner out of this bracket. But I think it will be a decent, at least, task, I think, for them after seeing the way that Team Colorado played the K-State alumni team in that opening round and knocked them off. For Mass Street, you know, they were able to get the win and they jumped out to an early lead over the weekend against the Colorado State alumni team. It wasn't easy, though, down the stretch. I mean, they had to work for it. Colorado State didn't, they didn't lay down. They didn't roll over easy at the end for that Elam ending. It was a battle down the stretch. Frank Mason, you know, led that team, you know, Mass Street, to be able to get the victory to move on. And they've got a tough task in front of them as well. I'm excited for both of these matchups tonight. And I think that we're on a collision course. This is, you know, when we looked at the bracket when it first came out, for an Aftershocks and Mass Street matchup coming up in just a couple of days.
It will be tough to get there. I mean, I think both of these teams are in for battles tonight. I'm with you. I think, you know, maybe the first round they were able to do some things and all that, but I don't think either of these games will be blowouts by any means. We'll just put it that way. So I just pulled this up. We have betting odds on the TBT, and you better believe, because I didn't get a chance to do this weekend. I had my folks in town, and we were finishing a remodel. We were busy running around having fun, so I didn't bet the first time. But I'm gonna bet tonight. You better believe it. Mass Street right now, 2.5-point favorite over Florida TNT. Over under there, 147.5. Now, I don't know about that. They got to 149. The Florida TNT LA Cheaters game got to 142. I would be inclined to go under that total. That seems kind of high. And then the Aftershocks total, and they got way up there, of course, scoring 86 points. But that Team Colorado K-State game was low scoring. Their total is 148.5. The Aftershocks are 6.5-point favorites here. That's a big number. That's a pretty big number. But they've been there before. Any of that catching your interest? I would probably go under the KU game, and oh man, and maybe take that. I don't think there's. Let me look and see. I don't think we have player props. We do not. Maybe we will. That would be fun. But they're both favored. I mean, that's, you know, we know that much. They're both favored, and I don't know how you set the betting odds on this. I have no idea how Vegas does it, but they do. Of course they do, and we're happy that they do, and glad that they do it for us. But there it is. I mean, I guess you just take them both. Aftershock 6.5. That's a big number, man. I like the KU side, and I like the KU under probably the most out of any of them.
Well, I think here's one thing about the Aftershocks that, and I haven't gotten an update on this. I don't know if there's anything official, but Rashad Kelly didn't play in the opening game for the Aftershocks. He missed the game. He had a family wedding that he had to go to. And Taylor Eldridge reported over the weekend that he was expected to arrive to Wichita yesterday and expected to play in today's game. I had not seen confirmation about whether or not he actually will, but he would be, you know, you would think a player that can help right away on the front lines for the Aftershocks. So if he is in fact in town, and if he does in fact play in tonight's game, then that would, I think, strengthen that case that the Aftershocks, you know, should cover that spread and be able to, you know, take down that Florida team. So, you know, knowing that, you know, if that ends up being the case, then I feel more comfortable betting that spread. For me, it's kind of difficult because it's hard. You don't know. Like, I don't really know hardly anything about the opponent. I don't really know a ton about how to bet games with the Elam ending. Like, I kind of go into it blind a little bit. I'm just kind of like crossing my fingers and hoping that I know what I'm doing if I'm betting these games. You know, so I don't know. I mean, I might throw a couple bucks at it, but I'm not confident one way or another. I just know that if Kelly is able to actually, you know, come in and contribute in tonight's game, that's going to help the Aftershocks quite a bit.
Sure, it will. How about the bucket on the Elam ending for the Aftershocks? Did you see that one yet? It ended, the bucket on the ending, the oop, it was fantastic. All right. So I would say this too. The crowds have been bigger. Let's see if we can get a bigger crowd out there tonight. You know, there's less going on a Monday. I would imagine that it will be. And then if Wednesday gets here, That's going to be an environment that it hopefully gets the appropriate hype, because it'll be a blast. It'll be a lot of fun. You've had a little trash talk from Marcus McDuffie to sort of set the tone for that. So we hope that's where it gets. Certainly, we'll have some fun with the betting. I'm going to just take them and hope that they cover their spreads. But if I do think that KU under is there, but the hope is we get that matchup. That's always been the hope, you know, some combination of two teams on Wednesday. If it happened, we'll talk more about this much later.
So what's your 8 o'clock
tip?
Sure. What's your justification on the KU under? Like, why are you going that direction?
Because experienced teams like Florida TNT, you held the opposition to 61 points. I mean, I feel like the teams that do really well and have done this, they're usually, you know, a little better defensively. And neither of those teams blew that number out of the water. And in fact, the Florida TNT game didn't get there. The Mass Street game barely got there. So really what it is I would predict that the Florida TNT defense is much better than the Colorado State alumni defense. And so it'll just suppress that score a little bit. That would be the reason for me. I mean, go around and look around the other scores around the TBT. And I think as it goes along, it gets a little harder to score. But you know, it's a little tricky for me because I couldn't sit and watch the games on Saturday. So I didn't see the style. I just think when you get further along and there are teams that are more experienced, I think it'll suppress that a little bit. Just a little bit. And they were both close to that number anyway. That would be the justification there. I know that the Shocker team can score like crazy. They've always been able to do that. So I'm a little leery on theirs, even though that team Colorado, you know, score against K-State. That was a low scoring slugfest. Stylistically, I would say the Shockers are more inclined to push it a little bit and get that up historically. So I would back off there. But I like that KU under, and I'll attack this several different ways. I'll probably do some fun little parlays and things like that. But you know, just bet the favorites, bet the two home teams, and see if they can't push through. I really hope so. I think tonight will be a lot of fun. I'm excited to sort of lock into it a little bit as much as we can. Of course, we're going to be at a music concert, but we can catch some of it. Maybe put it on a phone and just kind of keep up with it that way. But I really am excited about the potential for Wednesday if we get that matchup. Man, let's go.
And it sort of seemed like, I mean, obviously disappointing that Purple Rain couldn't move on. Sort of seemed like outside of Jacob Pullen, there was really no offense for the K-State alumni team. You know, when he wasn't on the court or when he didn't have the ball, there was really, you know, no offensive production. So, you know, would have been great to see all three of those teams, you know, be able to move on and, you know, have even a larger chance or larger opportunity to have local flavor on Wednesday. Now you're kind of down to just the Aftershocks and Mass Street.
That's what we're looking for. And at least one of them, right? We'd like to have both, but at least one, and then at least one advancing on to that next round. We certainly want somebody to win this tournament overall. There's no question about that. But selfishly, yeah, let's get the local matchup, please. Like, that's what we all want to see. That's what we all want to see. It's what it's all been building up to. These are two incredible rosters. The Aftershocks, of course, have the experience. KU has added all the star power, and let's go. Let's get them in there at Charles Koch Arena. I saw the Shocker teams, the men's and women's teams for Wichita State currently were there. Let's show those kids a rowdy and crowded and crazy arena, and let's just put it on display for this tournament. I know that it's a little more difficult to watch it than it has been in the past. Rick brings that point up because of this, you know, it's not on ESPN Plus, which made it a little bit easier. Isn't it funny that we've gotten to the world where I say it's easier when it's on ESPN Plus, but we're there. I totally agree, Rick. But then Shockers will be on national television tonight, so they'll be easy to catch. But that's all coming tonight for you. We will get that recap tomorrow as well. And have some fun with it. Brandon Zenner will be out there. Maybe we'll see if he wants to hop on tomorrow and give us a recap as well. But we'll cross that bridge when we get there. When we come back, I'm seeing a little chatter about what's happening with the tackles out there at Chiefs camp today. We can get to that update. John Harbaugh saying Lamar Jackson could become the best quarterback in the league. Is that crazy? I don't know. We'll get into it. We got some time here on Sports Daily on this day. Want to tell you that Crestview Country Club is bringing you that last segment there. Glad to have Crestview as a part of things for us here. It is golfing weather. Wear the bug spray. Skeeters are out there, but get out there and golf. We hadn't had a chance. It's been too hot. Not too hot now. This
I played
it.
Yesterday. It was great. It was a beautiful morning.
This is prime. When you can walk outside and there's a crisp in the air, there you go. There you go. Twilight golfers like me, let's go. It's a good week to golf. Get out there. Crestview's got 36 holes to choose from. Tell them we sent you. Take a tour. Check it out. See about all their different memberships. We appreciate their support here of the show. We'll check in again as practice is wrapping up from Chiefs camp. Just on the tackles. And I want to get to John Harbaugh's statements about Lamar Jackson, which is pretty interesting. That's all coming for you on Sports Daily.
...97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Plumbing troubles? Call the experts at Superior Plumbing. Your best choice for brand name parts, professional plumbing repairs, and licensed, certified technicians. Serving Wichita over 50 years for sump pumps, water heaters, showers, tubs, sinks, faucets, water softeners, and more. Online at SuperiorPlumbingICT.com.
Superior Plumbing will come a-running, cause we care, treat you fair and square. And our name says it all, Superior.
684-8349.
Don't let a great night out in Wichita turn into a lifetime of regret from a DUI. I'm attorney John Rapp. If you've been arrested for a DUI, please call me at 316-267-2000 or go to DUIWichita.com.
It's going to be another sizzling hot summer. Stay cool with 35% off new Champion windows. Don't burn your money on high energy bills. Get new energy efficient windows from Champion. 35% off. Plus, get an extra $100 off every window you replace. The more you buy, the more you save. We help you choose the best design options for your home. We then build your project in our very own factory. Our install team manages your project every step of the way. And it's all backed by our lifetime guarantee. Plus, we're giving away the chance to win a $50,000 home makeover. Enter online today. Turn your house into your dream home with more livable space in a new Champion sunroom, or enhance your curb appeal with new siding. Now 35% off. Don't wait. This sale won't last long. 35% off windows, sunrooms, and siding. Plus, get an extra $100 off every window you replace. Call 877-GO-CHAMPION or visit championsavenow.com to schedule a free in-home estimate today. All discounts apply to our regular prices. Select styles apply. Minimum purchase required. Cannot be combined with other advertised offers. See store or website for details.
It's the 12th Annual Shriners Sportsman Event, Saturday, August 3rd at the Cessna Activity Center in Wichita. 100 guns will be raffled by makers such as Browning, Sig Sauer, Ruger, Beretta, plus pistols, rifles, shotguns, and more. We'll have a 50-50 cash drawing. Your ticket to the event is your raffle ticket and includes free food from noon till 3 p.m. For a complete listing of all raffle and auction items, visit ShrinersGunRaffle.com. Don't miss the great deals and fun. We'll see you Saturday, August 3rd, noon to 6 p.m. at the Cessna Activity Center in Wichita, Kansas.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Brakes? We can save you 15% on that. We have OE quality Duralask brake pads and rotors in stock, ready for pickup or delivery. We also have calipers, brake fluid, tools, and anything else you'll need to do the job right. When you get Duralask pads and rotors together, you'll save 15%. It's just part of what makes us America's number one brakes destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Mom, it's school shopping time.
On it. Ooh, Target has select supplies like crayons and glue sticks for 25 cents, plus markers for 50 cents.
Next, my new Rockstar vibe means new clothes.
Ooh, totally. These graphic tees are $6 and made to last.
And a strawberry lunch bag to match my sweet personality.
Got it, and it's only $5. Let's get your favorite Good & Gather snacks. They're now at a new lower price.
Best team ever.
When it comes to low prices, Target has your back to school.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. The Royals have won 55 of their first 100 games for the third time in the last 40 years. The other two times, 1985 and 2015, they won the World Series. As they swept the White Sox over the weekend, winning 7-1 on Friday night, 6-1 on Saturday night, and 4-1 on Sunday afternoon, as the starting pitchers went a combined 23 innings, giving up 12 hits, one run with 20 strikeouts. As Seth Lugo had a complete game win yesterday to close it out, giving up just three hits and a run on six strikeouts. After the game yesterday, Bobby with Junior talked about Seth Lugo's performance.
Awesome. It's incredible to see him do what he does. And the surgeon up there dissecting hitters, like I like to call him. But yeah, it's just, I had a weird feeling before this game. I even told Frazier, I'm like, this might be a good start. I got a feeling. But yeah, it was great to see him do what he does. And that's just what he does. The homework he puts in, both on and off the field, and just how he reads hitters and everything. It's so much fun just to play defense behind that. And then just him competing up there and just getting the job done.
The Royals welcome in the Diamondbacks for three starting tonight at 7:10 p.m. Kansas Information Network Sports. I'm Spencer Dupuy.
The Jim Rome Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
Craig Berhalter, congrats. You did it. Your long national nightmare of having a good dude and a national team lifer coaching the U.S. men's soccer team is over. You got what you wanted. And since you think that he was the only problem, I would expect no less than a run to at least the semis in the World Cup in 2026. Anything less than that is going to be a major disappointment since he, in your mind, was the only problem.
Jim Rome, middays from 11 until 2 on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Don't have the Odyssey app?
How'd you let me know?
Download it now. Follow KFH Radio and start listening. AUDACY. Odyssey.
Dude, you gotta hear this.
Go ahead. I think I wanna hear this.
Sports Daily is on KFH.
Welcome back, everybody. Sports Daily here on KFH. Glad to be with you on this Monday. Appreciate TJ Cleland checking in from 12 News out there at Chiefs training camp. You can, of course, see the program now on 12 News Connected, and you'll be able to see video interviews on the show on that video stream. We're excited about that. Good opportunity to test that out. And here we go. We're rocking and rolling, getting things ready to roll, getting ready for football season. We say this all the time. We're sort of just throwing a runway out there to get you ready for the start of football season and be rocking and rolling and everything else. A couple of notes, Tommy, from the NFL. One, we were talking to TJ about this. Left tackle. It will be interesting. Matt Derrick and all the beats are out there watching this, but TJ was talking to us. Matt Derrick says Wanya Morris was the first up there again, and then Kingsley Suamataya was out there about splitting reps, and then Juwan Taylor starting on the right side. So, look. They've got a rotation happening. No surprise. It's really going to come down to, can this combination of Wanya Morris, Kingsley Suamataya give them what they need? Because the reality is they just kind of need one of them to do it, right? I don't even care which one it is at this point. Just one of them be the left tackle of the future. Otherwise, it's going to be just something that continues to linger over the Chiefs. They can't, you know, but I'm bullish on that combination of players. I think there's a decent chance it's Wanya Morris and he ends up being a good player. I think classic case of a guy who just gets some experience. Now, can he be like Pro Bowl left? No, but I think he can at least be as good as what they've had at the position.
I think that there's a decent chance that the Chiefs are okay with it being both of them. You know, and maybe they end up platooning that position to an extent. I know they've got to have a starter. And they end up like probably leaning on one of those guys, and that could very well be Wanya Morris. But Suamataya, like he could, you know, definitely be somebody that could come in and potentially spell Wanya Morris. They drafted Suamataya with a pretty high draft pick, and so they certainly feel like he's got potential to be a high-level player at that position. And maybe they don't think that he could be maybe the permanent starter, like the full-fledged starter right away. Like that could be something right now. But they're okay with maybe platooning him with Wanya Morris right this second start off the season. That could be there could very well be a scenario where at least maybe the first half of the year, maybe even all season long, we don't have clarity that there's one guy playing left tackle. It could be both of them kind of subbing in and out as the season goes on.
I do think that they would like it to get to one.
I'm sure they would like it to be.
No,
that way,
I mean, by the time
close enough,
they could platoon that. Yeah. I think so. I don't know. I mean, you're going to, the reality of all of it is you're going to need a combination of guys because the position gets hurt. I mean, I don't know how often, if you took a percentage of, like, what are the chances a left tackle can play every play throughout the course of a season, but I would say the chances are pretty low, right? Like, that's probably not going to happen. Not at least historically from what we've seen out of the Chiefs. So you kind of need them both. I agree to that. But I do think they'd like to have one. I think they'd like to have a primary guy. And I think early in the season, it's very likely that that could be Wanya Morris. Now, what is Kingsley Suamataya? I don't know how to evaluate an offensive lineman until they're out there playing in games. You're like, okay, yeah, that guy's really good or not, right? So I have no idea what we're looking at in that world. But I do think, and I think the point for me is, I think Wanya Morris can be at least as good as Donovan Smith was last year. Okay, so if that's our baseline, which I think is what it should be, did they at least stay the same at the position? I would say the combination of those two guys being at least as good as Donovan Smith are pretty good, at least 50-50. And so
isn't that bar relatively low?
It's way low because he wasn't good enough. It's way low, but it could always be worse. And I do think the chances of it being worse are low. So yeah, the bar is low, but we know that they've been able to win a Super Bowl without great play at left tackle for 2 years in a row now. Could it elevate them to another level? Of course it could. It's a critical position. Of course it could. Can either one of those guys be the long-term answer at left tackle? That's the part I have no idea on. But I think if we're just looking at it from a year-to-year proposition, I would say I'm pretty confident that they can at least be as good as they were the last couple of years at that position. And I think if you can start there, it sort of releases any of the concern you might have about Mahomes' blind side. The other good thing, of course, is Mahomes is sort of good at protecting his own blind side for the most part. He's got that good internal timer. He's got that, you know, that Gumby factor, that escapability factor that helps him there. But certainly you'd like to see it better. And don't take our word for it. The Chiefs have attacked that position more aggressively than any other position on the roster, really, since, you know, Eric Fisher. I mean, they have spent numerous resources on that every year, essentially, and still can't get it right. So maybe it's not the long-term answer, but I think in the short term, I think we can be pretty confident that they'll at least be on par with what they've been the last couple of years.
I think that's completely fair. I just, and everything you said about Mahomes is correct. And I don't know if there is a quarterback in the NFL that has the ability to, like you mentioned, protect his own blind side better than Patrick Mahomes. But that's not something that I would want to rely on all the time. You know, I don't want to say, we don't really need to do anything, you know, to take care of him because he's going to take care of himself. So we don't need to worry about whether or not left tackle is going to be effective or not, because Mahomes will take care of it. He can escape anybody. He's going to be okay. I do think that you've got to make sure. And I'm not saying that the Chiefs haven't done this, but it has been a revolving door at left tackle. You've got to make sure that whether it's Wanya Morris or Kingsley Suamataya, that you feel at least relatively confident that they are at bare minimum competent, at bare minimum capable of doing what they are needing to do to be able to protect Patrick Mahomes on the blind side when, and it's not an if, it is a when, there's going to be a situation that it's needing to be done. And I think that's what concerns me, because it may be a what could be an inconsequential play. Could be in the first quarter, sure, of a game that doesn't matter. Like, it could be a game against a non, you know, divisional opponent early in the season, or in a blowout or whatever, where somebody's coming off of the edge and the play gets blown up and something happens and Mahomes takes a hit and everything could change in a heartbeat. You've got to make sure that you trust, whether it's Wanya Morris or Kingsley Suamataya, to do his job. That's the reason why one of those two guys is there. That's the reason why Donovan Smith was there last year. That's the reason why, I hate bringing it up, and I've brought it up multiple times before, that's the reason why they paid Jawan Taylor, who has not played at that position at all since he's been in Kansas City.
I know.
They paid him the money that they paid him.
But I mean, that's what I mean. They have
Orlando Brown. That's why they've done the things that they've done for that specific reason.
You don't have to convince me. These are the reasons that I've said on many of the free agents that you got to kind of let them go because you have to bring Humphrey back. You have to bring Trey Smith back. They're going to have to find what the post Joe Tooney life looks like. Like the line will continue to be a priority, but Wiley's gone now. So you've lost some of the depth. So at worst, you need some of these guys to step in and be depth pieces. Right. At worst, you need Morris and Suamataya and Jawan Taylor and Lucas Niang. Like you need all these guys to be able to at least provide depth, but you're going to have to, you know, you hope that you can bring most of the interior back. Who knows what the appetite on Tooney is? It's going to be a continual need for the Chiefs, as it is really any team. The problem is you've spent so many years trying to get left tackle done that if you don't get it done, now it also adds to that. And then you get into a season because why did the Chiefs lose the Super Bowl that they lost?
Offensive line play, 100%.
So just don't ever forget that when you have all of these other things and look at all these bells and whistles to the offense and all these amazing things. And here we go. If you can't protect Mahomes, none of it matters. And we saw that in the Super Bowl.
And that's a great example. And that's the ultimate example because, you know, you spent, and I don't disagree with you, and I just mentioned this, you talked about how Mahomes is great at protecting his own blind side, his escapability, his Gumby-like, you know, et cetera. That's all true. But the Super Bowl against Tampa Bay is a perfect example of him not being able to do that himself all the time. You know, he's one man. He may be amazing. He may be the greatest quarterback when it's all said and done to ever do it, but he is still one man. And it's not going to totally be in his control to protect his own blind side all the time, to protect himself all the time. Like I mentioned, it could be in the Super Bowl or it could be in a totally inconsequential, situation that doesn't matter in a regular season game in the month of September in the first quarter. So you've got to make sure that you've invested the proper amount of resources and you feel, if you're the Chiefs, comfortable and you feel confident, not just comfortable, but confident in the personnel that you have playing that position more so than any other position on the line. It's interesting to me that the Chiefs have guys that I think they feel supremely confident in Creed Humphrey, Trey Smith, probably even Jawan Taylor on the right side, Joe Tooney. I know he's battled some injuries. They've got players that they feel absolutely confident in, but the position that is maybe the most critical on the line, it's just been a revolving door. I would argue it's probably the most difficult position to feel confident in on the line, but it's the one that they probably feel the least confident in.
Right.
And the one that they've had the most trouble with over the last 4 or 5 years getting a solid handle on.
And the chances that they can bring Humphrey and Trey Smith back will depend on those guys. They're two of the best in the business. So, you know, they may price themselves out. There just could be a lot of holes on this line. They have to be able to get left tackle right so they can focus other places. Real quick, TJ Cleland just texted me from camp. Xavier Worthy was illness. So nothing to be concerned about there if you're a Chiefs fan. We did not have time to get to this. We'll try to get to this tomorrow. Basically, on the Lamar Jackson and why you'll see him in the news all day long is John Harbaugh, you know, just sort of went on and on and on and basically said, you know, the goal is to make him the greatest quarterback to ever play in the history of the NFL. I have no issue with that. Cue Chiefs people being wildly offended by that. That'll be coming today, but we can get into it tomorrow. We'll run out of time here today too, but I do think it's an interesting comment, and Lamar Jackson's place in all that I also think is very interesting. By the way, IHOP hotline, we had TJ Cleland on it of sorts, 869-1240, but it was a video version of it, which we're excited to bring to the table. So if you missed any of that, go to Facebook, go to YouTube, you can check out the show, the older show, and you can see what we're talking about there. We'll try and do a whole lot of that as we make our way forward. We're excited about that opportunity here on Sports Day. We'll come back. We'll tell you what's on tap tonight. Get your reminder for those TBT games. Of course, you'll have Royals baseball back here on KFH tonight. That's all coming as we put a bow on this Monday. Sports Daily, all Brockton Caster. One more coming your way. Welcome back in, everybody. Don't forget, you can win some HTO right now by texting the keyword TTEA to the short code 20357. I want to tell you, too, that mornings at KFH, staff enjoys a great cup of coffee from Prairie Fire Coffee. Appreciate their support here on the program. Let's talk a little TBT, Tommy, as we get things underway at Charles Koch Arena. We get a big Aftershocks win. Never really any doubt there, 86-71. They move on to play Team Colorado, who disappointed us by beating the Kansas State alumni team. So Purple Rain is out, so we get no matchups yet of the alumni teams. And then you had a very dominating win by Florida TNT, a team that's been around for a long time. And that's who KU, Mass Street, will take on in the second round. Mass Street, also a convincing winner in the first round. And we are an Aftershocks and Mass Street win away from a pretty wild atmosphere on Wednesday night, if we can get it done. So right now you've got here's the schedule today. 6 o'clock, you'll get the Mass Street game. That's on a streaming service. And then on national television on FS1, you'll get the Aftershocks and Team Colorado. Following that, should start around 8 o'clock tonight. Should be a lot of fun, I think. But, you know, all in all, here we go. Opening round in the books. And, you know, we're off and running.
Yeah, we're right there. I mean, Team Colorado looked really good. And so that's going to be a challenge, I think, for the Aftershocks. I'm still picking them. I mean, it's the home crowd and they're the higher seed. I mean, I like the Aftershocks to win this regional and to move on, to be the winner out of this bracket. But I think it will be a decent, at least, task, I think, for them after seeing the way that Team Colorado played the K-State alumni team in that opening round and knocked them off. For Mass Street, you know, they were able to get the win and they jumped out to an early lead over the weekend against the Colorado State alumni team. It wasn't easy, though, down the stretch. I mean, they had to work for it. Colorado State didn't they didn't lay down. They didn't roll over easy at the end for that Elam ending. It was a battle down the stretch. Frank Mason, led that team, Mass Street, to be able to get the victory to move on. And they've got a tough task in front of them as well. I'm excited for both of these matchups tonight. And I think that we're on a collision course. This is, when we looked at the bracket when it first came out for an Aftershocks and Mass Street matchup coming up in just a couple of days.
It will be tough to get there. I mean, I think both of these teams are in for battles tonight. I'm with you. I think, maybe the first round they were able to do some things and all that, but I don't think either of these games will be blowouts by any means. We'll just put it that way. So I just pulled this up. We have betting odds on the TBT, and you better believe, because I didn't get a chance to do this weekend. I had my folks in town, and we were finishing a remodel. We were busy running around having fun, so I didn't bet the first time. I'm going to bet tonight. You better believe it. Mass Street right now, 2.5-point favorite over Florida TNT. Over-under there, 147.5. Now, I don't know about that. They got to 149. The Florida TNT LA Cheaters game got to 142. I would be inclined to go under that total. That seems kind of high. And then the Aftershocks total, and they got way up there, of course, scoring 86 points. But that Team Colorado K-State game was low scoring. Their total is 148.5. The Aftershocks are 6.5-point favorites here. That's a big number. That's a pretty big number. But they've been there before. Any of that catching your interest? I would probably go under the KU game, and maybe take that. I don't think there's. Let me look and see. I don't think we have player props. We do not. Maybe we will. That would be fun. But they're both favored. I mean, that's we know that much. They're both favored, and I don't know how you set the betting odds on this. I have no idea how Vegas does it, but they do. Of course they do, and we're happy that they do, and glad that they do it for us. But there it is. I mean, I guess you just take them both. Aftershock 6.5, that's a big number, man. I like the KU side, and I like the KU under probably the most out of any of them.
Well, I think here's one thing about the aftershocks that, and I haven't gotten an update on this. I don't know if there's anything official, but Rashad Kelly didn't play in the opening game for the aftershocks. He missed the game. He had a family wedding that he had to go to. And Taylor Eldridge reported over the weekend that he was expected to arrive to Wichita yesterday and expected to play in today's game. I've not seen confirmation about whether or not he actually will, but he would be, you know, you would think a player that can help right away on the front lines for the aftershocks. So if he is in fact in town and if he does in fact play in tonight's game, then that would, I think, strengthen that case that the aftershocks, you know, should cover that spread and be able to, you know, take down that Florida team. So, it, you know, knowing that, you know, if that ends up being the case, then I feel more comfortable betting that spread. For me, it's kind of difficult because it's hard. You don't know, like, I don't really know hardly anything about the opponent. I don't really know a ton about how to bet games with the Elam ending. Like, I kind of go into it blind a little bit. Like, I'm just
blind,
sort of like, I'm just kind of like crossing my fingers and hoping that I know what I'm doing if I'm betting these games. You know, so I don't know. I mean, I might throw a couple bucks at it, but I'm not confident one way or another. I just know that if Kelly is able to actually, you know, come in and contribute in tonight's game, that's going to help the aftershocks quite a bit.
Sure, it will. How about the bucket on the Elam ending for the aftershocks? Did you see that one yet? It ended, the bucket on the ending, the oop, it was fantastic. All right. So I would say this too. The crowds have been bigger. Let's see if we can get a bigger crowd out there tonight. It, you know, there's less going on a Monday. I would imagine that it will be. And then if Wednesday gets here, that's going to be an environment that it hopefully gets the appropriate hype because it'll be a blast. It'll be a lot of fun. You've had a little trash talk from Marcus McDuffie to sort of set the tone for that. So we hope that's where it gets. Certainly we'll have some fun with the betting. I'm going to just take them and hope that they cover their spreads. But if I do think that KU under is there, but the hope is we get that matchup. That's always been the hope, you know, some combination of two teams on Wednesday. If it happened, we'll talk more about this much later.
So
what's your 8 o'clock tip?
What's your justification on the KU under? Like, why are you going that direction?
Because experienced teams like Florida TNT held the opposition to 61 points. I mean, that, you know, I feel like the teams that do really well and have done this, they're usually, you know, a little better defensively. And neither of those teams blew that number out of the water. And in fact, the Florida TNT game didn't get there. The Mass Street game barely got there. So really what it is I would predict that the Florida TNT defense is much better than the Colorado State alumni defense. And so it'll just suppress that score a little bit. That would be the reason for me. I mean, go around and look around the other scores around the TBT. And I think as it goes along, it gets a little harder to score. But you know, it's a little tricky for me because I couldn't sit and watch the games on Saturday. So I didn't see the style. I just think when you get further along and there are teams that are more experienced, I think it'll suppress that a little bit. Just a little bit. And they were both close to that number anyway. That would be the justification there. I know that the Shocker team can score like crazy. They've always been able to do that. So I'm a little leery on theirs, even though that team Colorado, you know, score against K-State, that was a low scoring slugfest. Stylistically, I would say the Shockers are more inclined to push it a little bit and get that up historically. So I would back off there. But I like that KU under, and I'll attack this several different ways. I'll probably do some fun little parlays and things like that. But you know, just bet the favorites, bet the two home teams, and see if they can't push through. I really hope so. I think tonight will be a lot of fun. I'm excited to sort of lock into it a little bit as much as we can. Of course, we're going to be at a music concert, but we can catch some of it. Maybe put it on a phone and just kind of keep up with it that way. But I really am excited about the potential for Wednesday if we get that matchup. Man, let's go.
And it sort of seemed like, I mean, obviously disappointing that Purple Rain couldn't move on. Sort of seemed like outside of Jacob Pullen, there was really no offense for the K-State alumni team. You know, when he wasn't on the court or when he didn't have the ball, there was really, you know, no offensive production. So, you know, would have been great to see all three of those teams, you know, be able to move on and, you know, have even a larger chance or larger opportunity to have local flavor on Wednesday. Now you're kind of down to just the aftershocks and Mass Street.
That's what we're looking for, and at least one of them, right? We'd like to have both, but at least one, and then at least one advancing on to that next round. We certainly want somebody to win this tournament overall. There's no question about that. But selfishly, yeah, let's get the local matchup, please. Like, that's what we all want to see. That's what we all want to see. It's what it's all been building up to. These are two incredible rosters. The Aftershocks, of course, have the experience. KU has added all the star power, and let's go. Let's get them in there at Charles Koch Arena. I saw the, you know, the Shocker teams, the men's and women's teams for Wichita State currently were there. Let's show those kids a rowdy and crowded and crazy arena, and let's just put it on display for this tournament. I know that it's a little more difficult to watch it than it has been in the past. Rick brings that point up because of this, you know, it's not on ESPN Plus, which made it a little bit easier. Isn't it funny that we've gotten to the world where I say it's easier when it's on ESPN Plus, but we're there. I totally agree, Rick. But then Shockers will be on national television tonight, so they'll be easy to catch. But that's all coming tonight for you. We will get that recap tomorrow as well and have some fun with it. Brandon Zenner will be out there. Maybe we'll see if he wants to hop on tomorrow and give us a recap as well. But we'll cross that bridge when we get there. When we come back, I'm seeing a little chatter about what's happening with the tackles out there at Chiefs camp today. We can get to that update. John Harbaugh saying Lamar Jackson could become the best quarterback in the league. Is that crazy? I don't know. We'll get into it. We got some time here on Sports Daily on this day. Want to tell you that Crestview Country Club is bringing you that last segment there. Glad to have Crestview as a part of things for us here. It is golfing weather. Wear the bug spray. Skeeters are out there, but get out there and golf. We hadn't had a chance. It's been too hot. Not too hot now.
I played yesterday. It was great. It was a beautiful morning.
This is prime. When you can walk outside and there's a crisp in the air, there you go. There you go. Twilight golfers like me, let's go. It's a good week to golf. Get out there. Crestview's got 36 holes to choose from. Tell them we sent you. Take a tour. Check it out. See about all their different memberships. We appreciate their support here of the show. We'll check in again as practice is wrapping up from Chiefs camp. Just on the tackles, and I want to get to John Harbaugh's statements about Lamar Jackson, which is pretty interesting. That's all coming for you on Sports Daily. Back, everybody. Sports Daily here on KFH. Glad to be with you on this Monday. Appreciate TJ Cleland checking in from 12 News out there at Chiefs training camp. You can, of course, see the program now on 12 News Connected, and you'll be able to see video interviews on the show on that video stream. We're excited about that. Good opportunity to test that out. And here we go. We're rocking and rolling, getting things ready to roll, getting ready for football season. We say this all the time. We're sort of just throwing a runway out there to get you ready for the start of football season and be rocking and rolling and everything else. A couple of notes, Tommy, from the NFL. One, we were talking to TJ about this. Left tackle. It will be interesting. Matt Derrick and all the beats are out there watching this, but TJ was talking to us. Matt Derrick says Wanya Morris was the first up there again, and then Kingsley Suamataya was out there about splitting reps, and then Juwan Taylor starting on the right side. So, look. They've got a rotation happening. No surprise. It's really going to come down to, can this combination of Wanya Morris, Kingsley Suamataya give them what they need? Because the reality is they just kind of need one of them to do it, right? I don't even care which one it is at this point. Just one of them be the left tackle of the future. Otherwise, it's going to be just something that continues to linger over the Chiefs. They can't, you know, but I'm bullish on that combination of players. I think, Tommy, there's a decent chance it's Wanya Morris and he ends up being a good player. I think classic case of a guy who just gets some experience. Now, can he be like Pro Bowl left tackle? No, but I think he can at least be as good as what they've had at the position.
I think that there's a decent chance that the Chiefs are okay with it being both of them. You know, and maybe they end up platooning that position to an extent. I know they've got to have a starter. And they end up like probably leaning on one of those guys, and that could very well be Wanya Morris. But Suamataya, like, he could definitely be somebody that could come in and potentially spell Wanya Morris. They drafted Sua Mataia with a pretty high draft pick, and so they certainly feel like he's got potential to be a high level player at that position. And maybe they don't think that he could be maybe the permanent starter, like the full fledged starter right away. Like that could be something right now, but they're okay with maybe platooning him with Wanya Morris right this second start off the season. That could be, there could very well be a scenario where at least maybe the first half of the year, maybe even all season long, we don't have clarity that there's one guy playing left tackle. It could be both of them kind of subbing in and out as the season goes on.
I do think that they would like it to get to one.
I'm sure they would like it to be.
No,
that way.
I mean, by the time
close enough,
they could platoon that. Yeah. I think so. I don't know. I mean, you're going to, the reality of all of it is you're going to need a combination of guys because the position gets hurt. I mean, I don't know how often, if you took a percentage of like, what are the chances a left tackle can play every play throughout the course of a season. But I would say the chances are pretty low. Right. Like that's probably not going to happen. Not at least historically from what we've seen out of the Chiefs. So you kind of need them both. I agree to that. But I do think they'd like to have one. I think they'd like to have a primary guy. And I think early in the season, it's very likely that that could be Wanya Morris. Now, what is Kingsley Sua Mataia? I don't know how to evaluate an offensive lineman until they're out there playing in games. You're like, okay, yeah, that guy's really good or not. Right. So I have no idea what we're, you know, what we're looking at in that world. But I do think, and I think the point for me is, I think Wanya Morris can be at least as good as Donovan Smith was last year. Okay, so if that's our baseline, which I think is what it should be, did they at least stay the same at the position? I would say the combination of those two guys being at least as good as Donovan Smith are pretty good, at least 50-50. And so
isn't that bar relatively low?
It's way low because he wasn't good enough. It's way low, but it could always be worse. And I do think the chances of it being worse are low. So yeah, the bar is low, but we know that they've been able to win a Super Bowl without great play at left tackle for 2 years in a row now. Could it elevate them to another level? Of course it could. It's a critical position. Of course it could. Can either one of those guys be the long-term answer at left tackle? That's the part I have no idea on. But I think if we're just looking at it from a year-to-year proposition, I would say I'm pretty confident that they can at least be as good as they were the last couple of years at that position. And I think if you can start there, it sort of releases any of the concern you might have about Mahomes' blind side. The other good thing, of course, is Mahomes is sort of good at protecting his own blind side for the most part. He's got that good internal timer. He's got that, you know, that Gumby factor, that escapability factor that helps him there. But certainly you'd like to see it better. And don't take our word for it. The Chiefs have attacked that position more aggressively than any other position on the roster, really, since, you know, Eric Fisher. I mean, they have spent numerous resources on that every year, essentially, and still can't get it right. So maybe it's not the long-term answer, but I think in the short term, I think we can be pretty confident that they'll at least be on par with what they've been the last couple of years.
I think that's completely fair. And everything you said about Mahomes is correct. And I don't know if there is a quarterback in the NFL that has the ability to, like you mentioned, protect his own blind side better than Patrick Mahomes. But that's not something that I would want to rely on all the time. You know, I don't want to say, we don't really need to do anything, you know, to take care of him because he's going to take care of himself. So we don't need to worry about whether or not left tackle is going to be effective or not, because Mahomes will take care of it. He can escape anybody. He's going to be okay. I do think that you've got to make sure, and I'm not saying that the Chiefs haven't done this, but it has been a revolving door at left tackle. You've got to make sure that whether it's Wanya Morris or Kingsley Sua Mataia, that you feel at least relatively confident that they are at bare minimum competent, at bare minimum capable of doing what they are needing to do to be able to protect Patrick Mahomes on the blind side when and it's not an if, it is a when, there's going to be a situation that it's needing to be done. And I think that's what concerns me, because it may be a what could be an inconsequential play. Could be in the first quarter, sure, of a game that doesn't matter. Like it could be a game against a non-divisional opponent early in the season, or in a blowout or whatever, where somebody's coming off of the edge and the play gets blown up and something happens and Mahomes takes a hit and everything could change in a heartbeat. You've got to make sure that you trust, whether it's Wanya Morris or Kingsley Suamataya, to do his job. That's the reason why one of those two guys is there. That's the reason why Donovan Smith was there last year. That's the reason why, I hate bringing it up, and I brought it up multiple times before, that's the reason why they paid Jawan Taylor, who has not played at that position at all since he's been in Kansas City.
I know.
They paid him the money that they paid him.
That's what I mean. They have
Orlando Brown. That's why they've done the things that they've done for that specific reason.
You don't have to convince me. These are the reasons that I've said on many of the free agents that you got to kind of let them go, because you have to bring Humphrey back. You have to bring Trey Smith back. They're going to have to find what the post Joe Tooney life looks like. Like the line will continue to be a priority, but Wiley's gone now. So you've lost some of the depth. So at worst, you need some of these guys to step in and be depth pieces. Right. At worst, you need Morris and Suamataya and Jawan Taylor and Lucas Niang. You need all these guys to be able to at least provide depth, but you're going to have to, you hope that you can bring most of the interior back. Who knows what the appetite on Tooney is? It's going to be a continual need for the Chiefs, as it is really any team. The problem is you've spent so many years trying to get left tackle done, that if you don't get it done, now it also adds to that. And then you get into a season, because why did the Chiefs lose the Super Bowl that they lost?
Offensive line play, 100%.
So just don't ever forget that when you have all of these other things and look at all these bells and whistles to the offense and all these amazing things, and here we go. If you can't protect Mahomes, none of it matters. And we saw that in the Super Bowl.
And that's a great example. And that's the ultimate example, because, you spent, and I don't disagree with you, and I just mentioned this, you talked about how Mahomes is great at protecting his own blind side, his escapability, his Gumby-like, et cetera. That's all true. But the Super Bowl against Tampa Bay is a perfect example of him not being able to do that himself all the time. He's one man. He may be amazing. He may be the greatest quarterback when it's all said and done to ever do it, but he is still one man. And it's not going to totally be in his control to protect his own blind side all the time, to protect himself all the time. Like I mentioned, it could be in the Super Bowl, or it could be in a totally inconsequential, situation that doesn't matter in a regular season game in the month of September in the first quarter. So you've got to make sure that you've invested the proper amount of resources, and you feel, if you're the Chiefs, comfortable and you feel confident, not just comfortable, but confident in the personnel that you have playing that position more so than any other position on the line. It's interesting to me that the Chiefs have guys that I think they feel supremely confident in Creed Humphrey, Trey Smith, probably even Jawan Taylor on the right side, Joe Tooney. I know he's battled some injuries. They've got players that they feel absolutely confident in, but the position that is maybe the most critical on the line, it's just been a revolving door. I would argue it's probably the most difficult position to feel confident in on the line, but it's the one that they probably feel the least confident in.
Right.
And the one that they've had the most trouble with over the last 4 or 5 years getting a solid handle on.
And the chances that they can bring Humphrey and Trey Smith back will depend on those guys. They're two of the best in the business. So, they may price themselves out. There just could be a lot of holes on this line. They have to be able to get left tackle right so they can focus other places. Real quick, TJ Cleland just texted me from camp. Xavier Worthy was illness. So nothing to be concerned about there if you're a Chiefs fan. We did not have time to get to this. We'll try to get to this tomorrow. Basically, on the Lamar Jackson and why you'll see him in the news all day long is John Harbaugh, you know, just sort of went on and on and on and basically said, you know, the goal is to make him the greatest quarterback to ever play in the history of the NFL. I have no issue with that. Q Chiefs people being wildly offended by that. That'll be coming today, but we can get into it tomorrow. We'll run out of time here today too. But I do think it's an interesting comment. And Lamar Jackson's place in all that, I also think is very interesting, by the way. IHOP Hotline, we had TJ Cleland on it of sorts, 869-1240, but it was a video version of it, which we're excited to bring to the table. So if you missed any of that, go to Facebook, go to YouTube. You can check out the show, the older show, and you can see what we're talking about there. We'll try and do a whole lot of that as we make our way forward. And we're excited about that opportunity here on Sports Day. We'll come back. We'll tell you what's on tap tonight. Get you a reminder for those TBT games. Of course, you'll have Royals baseball back here on KFH tonight. That's all coming as we put a bow on this Monday. Sports Daily, all Brockton Caster. One more coming your way.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.